Hello, this is Sports Insight. I'm Jan van der Made. Well, the football world championships are in full swing in Russia. We still take a look back at what happened last week here in Paris. The second Grand Slam tournament of the year, Roland Garros, with its surprising upsets and a winner who came back from the abyss. It all started on May 27. Paris was suffering from the occasional freak rainstorm that also affected the matches at Roland Garros. But let's listen to what some of the players had to say after they finished hitting the ball. Tired, satisfied or disappointed after matches that would last for sometimes 5 hours. In the first round, Elina Svitolina was 5-1 down against Alja Tomljanovic, but she fought back.
I found myself and I was fighting to get back into the match, and I think for me it was very important to play an extra ball over the net and then to fight until the end, until the last point of the first set to find my game, and this was the key. And I think I did it pretty good, and then my level was getting better and better.
For Jelena Ostapenko, things didn't go well in the first round either after her defeat by Katarina Kozlova.
It was a terrible day at the office today for me, and in general I played maybe like 20% of what I can play. Made like 50 enforced errors and so many double faults like I couldn't serve today, and everything together just brought me a really bad result. In the beginning it was okay, but then it just got worse. Like I felt that I'm not myself today on the court, and I was just trying to still manage and to fight it until the last point, but she was playing very defensive, and I was just making so many enforced errors, which I normally don't do. So when I went on court today, I was like, I had this like unbelievable pressure, because also the fans, they were like so nice and they were like supporting me a lot, and I really wanted like to play and to show them that I fight, and but I had this unbelievable pressure. I felt that I'm not myself today on court.
On day two, rain stopped the tournament and Rafael Nadal's first round match with Simone Bolelli was stopped. But the next day, the reigning champion staved off 4 set points to finally beat the Italian. Back to the women, Caroline Wozniacki moved into the following round after beating Georgina Garcia Perez.
I neutralized her serve, which was the main thing, and then from the baseline I felt like I was in control for most of it, so it felt good out there. Honestly, I think, especially when you play Grand Slams, if there's something particular that I didn't like about my match, I'll go and work on that the next day. But other than that, I just play and then I move on, and then you just focus on the next opponent. And but you try and use your day off to just actually relax, because otherwise 2 weeks seems like a very long time.
Meanwhile, at the men, Novak Djokovic was steaming on in the men's tournament, and that is what he had to say after his fourth round victory over Fernando Verdasco.
Well, first three games, almost 30 minutes, so that was quite a beginning for both of us. Very physical, very long games, a lot of exchanges, and he came out on the court with a lot of self-belief, and he started off pretty well, and made me work very hard. So I think being able to win the first set and get ahead was crucial. I made that break I think on 3-1, and then after that I held my serve, so that helped, obviously, because I knew that if we go the distance, I think I have a pretty good chance against him. He's such a talented player. He's got weapons everywhere. Serve, forehand, everything. He loves playing on clay. Beat Dimitrov in 3 sets last round, so he was in good form. And but I think in the most important moments today, I just managed to play an extra shot in the court and just made him run and just made him uncomfortable.
Big shock of the tournament, Venus Williams had to withdraw as a result of injury, and during the press conference she looked really down.
I unfortunately been having some issues with my pec muscle, and unfortunately it's been getting worse to a point where right now I can't actually serve, so it's kind of hard to play when I can't physically serve.
Did it start before coming here, or, and has it just got progressively worse, or was it as you were playing? Because I know that you were doing doubles instead of practicing.
Yes, yeah. It didn't start before I got here. The first time I felt it was against Gurgis in my last match. That's when I started to feel it, and it was like, oh my, it was really painful, and I didn't know what it was. And so in my doubles yesterday, I tried a lot of different tapings, and I tried lots of different types of support to see how it would feel under match circumstance, and it didn't really get a lot better.
And Maria Sharapova is playing her first big tournament after her comeback from a ban as a result of doping use, made it as far as the semis.
On paper, it's a step in the right direction. I think not just, it's tough to just assess a singular tournament. I think I have to put a lot of things in perspective for the last, 4 or 5 weeks since the clay season. Coming into this part of the year, I was losing a few first-round matches, matches that I wanted to be winning, of course. But, to have had the victories that I've had, to have the results that I have, and obviously moving the step in the right direction. But today was certainly not one of those steps.
The women's finals was between Sloane Stephens and Simona Halep. Stephens was graceful.
She raised her game. She raised her level. And it's not much that you can really do about that. I competed the best I could. And the better player won the match today. Obviously, being in a Grand Slam final is very special. It's a great opportunity, and not very many players ever get to a Grand Slam final. So the fact that I've won one and been in another final in such a short period of time, I'm very optimistic and I'm very pleased with myself. I'm not satisfied, but I am proud of myself.
And Halep was, of course, overjoyed.
It's an amazing moment, and definitely without smiling, I couldn't do this. It's a special moment. I was dreaming for this moment since actually I started to play tennis. It's my favorite Grand Slam, and I always said that if I am going to win one, I want to be here. So it's real now. So my family was all the time supporting me since I started to play tennis. Also all the coaches and all the people that I have worked during these 20 years. Thank to them, because it's tough to keep working every day at the highest level.
And at the last day, Sunday, it was the battle between the master and the pupil. Dominic Thiem, 8 years younger than Rafael Nadal, remembered seeing Nadal when he was a kid.
Physically, I enjoyed more watching him on the couch. But when he won here the first time, actually when he won here the first 4 or 5 times, I was always watching it, and of course it's really a great thing that I made my way and that I was competing myself in a final against him, and it's a really great thing, honestly. But still I'm disappointed. Of course it was a final I really wanted to win. I was I gave everything I had, and I'm the loser of today, so at the end it's not the best day.
Nadal didn't have to use much energy and needed only 3 sets to show who is the boss.
You know how difficult is everything, especially after it went to these tough moments. And personally, for me, it's amazing and very emotional. Came back from this almost 5 months without playing the full tournament since Shanghai last year. First event, official event, was in Walter Davis Cup, but only 2 matches, and then Monte Carlo. So a lot of months with problems. So coming back and have the chance to win in Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Rome, and now especially here is very emotional for me. It was a very special moment.
And so for the 11th time, it is Rafael Nadal from Spain who dominates in Paris. See if he can make a dozen next year. And with that, we end this edition of Sports Inside. Don't forget to tune in same time next week. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye.